Welcome to another edition of the Business and Personal Podcast, where we bring you closer to the people you do business with. And I love working with Medicare agents across the country. And we have a unique situation today with Justin and Michelle Hively of the Medicare Guys from Cincinnati area in Ohio. They're on today to kind of talk about what their working relationship is like and how much they love helping seniors in a stressful process. So Justin, Michelle, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
So I always find it unique when I see husband-wife working combinations. So first of all, just kind of let our viewers know how you met and how it evolved into working together.
Let's see. We met, forever ago, half my lifetime ago. We actually met through some mutual friends when I was still an undergrad and he was already out and working. And it's actually a little bit of a unique situation because his best friend married my best friend. And that's how we met. So
peas in a pod now.
Yes, we've been together almost 20 years, married, going on 13 this summer. So it's been a long journey.
So then how did that evolve into working together?
How and working together?
Yes.
When I started Homestead Insurance and then eventually evolved into my Medicare Guys back in 2015, she was helping me get it off the ground and making all the phone calls and all the mailers and all the contacts and everything like that while still raising our children, having a full-time job and finishing another master's degree. And just recently, she'd always helped me run it. Just recently, she decided to step into a bigger role and basically take over.
I was a social worker, always had a passion for helping people. I worked with youth and juveniles, and then I was a school counselor for a while. So just connecting people in different systems and like that has always been a passion of mine. But our kids are getting older, they're getting more involved in activities. The school systems right now are just a lot of pressure. I was working ridiculous hours and I thought, why not put that energy into a different passion of helping people in a different way and sort of growing our family at the same time. So it just seemed to be a good fit.
So it started out as the Medicare Guys. Now what should be the Medicare Guy and Gal, or what are
we? Yeah, it's because Medicare Guys and Gals.
Well, it's interesting, we bought the domain name My Medicare Gals. And we were just talking about this the other day. Like, we've kind of shortened to, like, you know, our logo's the MMG for My Medicare Guys, like, which could work for My Medicare Gals. But I think we're gonna have to rename it.
I know. You gotta do some rebranding.
Right, yep.
Yeah. You gotta be flexible with that. You never know which direction business is gonna take you sometimes. Yeah. Huh? So, you know, I work with so many different Medicare agents around the country, and I love working with y'all and all the stories of amazing amount of money you're able to save people with just the slightest tweaks. And hey, Medicare sign up is stressful. I just look at all the different options that people have. When I turn 65, I'm not even though I've learned a ton of about Medicare, I'm no way I'm going to try to do it on my own. So I kind of look at you all as like stress relievers, problem solvers, you know, senior solution specialists, whatever name you want to use. You kind of feel that way, like you're never really selling anything, but it's just gratifying to take that stress off someone's plate.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. I just actually had a former coworker of mine that was in the schools who's getting ready. She's like trying to plan out her retirement next year. And she was like stressing. She's like, oh my gosh, I can call you now. Like, can you come meet me and just walk me through the process? Like, when does it even start? Like, what are the costs? Like, what do I have to, like, are there hoops that I have to jump through? Like, where do I even begin with this? Because it's scary and it's overwhelming.
Yeah. That, just like you said, you know, I don't feel like we're selling anything, really. You know, at the end of the day, we have a few of our downline agents that, while we were having a conversation with them, said, you know, the best part about this is we're not selling them anything. They're transitioning. We're just helping them find the right product. Like, there's no pressure. You don't have to pressure them, you know, to buy it because they have to buy something. And we're just trying to educate them, show them the options, and lead them in the right direction. But, you know, you don't need to have any high sort of high pressure tactic sales or anything like that. Like, you know, it's that my days of doing that are over. And I much prefer this role of just being a a Sherpa to help kind of walk you through it and get you to where you need to be.
And I have never been a salesperson. That is not my background. I'm an educator. That's what I love to do. I love helping people. So this was a good fit. And I don't look at it all as sales.
And you know what? We work all our lives to get to that point. We put all this money into the Medicare pot through our taxes. It's like, why rush through that process? Make sure you're working with someone that knows everything about it. And right. Guess what, folks? You pay them a grand total of attention. That's it. $0.
Right? Love that this line.
And I know how much continuing education you all go through to try to stay on top of this year after year after year. This isn't just sit there and take the applications in and run them through. There's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that people don't know about, right?
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that because I think a lot of people don't understand that, like, we don't make money from them. Like, they are not paying us, our clients are not paying us. Our whole thing is we want to continue to serve you. So we want to do you right from the very beginning.
Yep.
And I've heard stories of agents saying, people have begged me to take money from, like, oh my gosh, you saved me so much money. Can I give you some? And you can't.
It's like, you know, I had a case last year and I had a young lady that just, she was a friend of a friend in a state I wasn't licensed in. And I was more than happy to have a conversation with her. I had a conversation with her, told her I couldn't facilitate it all, but I'd help answer questions and guide her. I gave her some pointers here and there. I talked to her. Then when it came time for her to enroll, I helped her call the coordinator that she had to go through legally, but part of her retirement package she had to go through. And I helped just kind of guide her to the right place. And she would not take no for an answer. She kept trying to send me money and gift cards. And I had to keep sending them back and telling her I really appreciate it. Like, I legally can't, and I would never even think of taking money for just talking to you on the phone for a few minutes here and there. Like, it's no big deal. But yeah, sometimes people, you know, are very generous and very appreciative, and I love those, you know. And then sometimes it's not communicated clearly that we're not taking money from you, you don't need to pay us. I have some people that, you know, try to sneak off and do it on their own and enroll themselves and then call you back and go, well,
I messed it up.
Can help me. Exactly. I thought I'd go and do it myself. I'm a bit of a DIYer. And like, this isn't like, you know, repairing your gutters. Like, you don't do this right, you're stuck in your plan. So I guess maybe I need to make sure I more effectively communicate with some of those people that, hey, you're not paying me. I'm already being paid. You know, I'm just trying to help get you to the goal line.
Yeah. You're just the facilitator, basically. On that note of, you know, I've seen so many scenarios where the slightest tweak saves people literally thousands, tens of thousands of dollars sometimes in total. What are some of the things that you see? Oh, hey, just make this change. What are some kind of common mistakes that you see?
I would say reviewing medications and making sure that we have the complete list of the meds that you're on and you're taking and that are, you know, those priority drugs that you need regularly. And that as long as we have a clear understanding of like who your doctors are and what medications you are, because sometimes different carriers will cover things a different way, or and doing like an annual review, because what one carrier does one year, it might not look the same the next year. But even tweaking like generic drugs, or if we miss one drug that's super important that you didn't give us and I run a quote and it's totally skewed. Those have been like the big issues that I've come across recently. It's just having that open communication and making sure that we have that accurate information so we can get you the best price on your plan.
Yeah. I mean, right now with the prescription drugs and everything, there's just so many factors that can play into it, you know, whether or not you're picking the right pharmacy, if it's an in-network preferred pharmacy versus a standard pharmacy, that can make a huge difference. If you're doing 30 days versus 90 days, that can make a difference. If you're doing mail order versus picking up at retail, that can make a difference. Sometimes we have people that are coming from maybe really robust retirement packages or employee packages that, you know, like at their former employer, and they're just used to always getting the name brand, and but they really don't care if they get a generic. And then you're going, oh, I could save you a ton of money this way.
Like hundreds or
yeah, hundreds or thousands of dollars
a year.
Right. That, and then on top of all the new regulatory changes that have started happening and are going into effect next year, that is a huge deal, right? Where we're trying to eliminate this donut hole, trying to eliminate the maximum amount of pocket that Medicare recipients are going to be paying on their prescription drugs. That is already coming down the pipeline. We're already seeing changes on that. And I think that that's going to be huge going into next year. You know, when they're going to reduce that cap so much, it's going to change the structure of these plans tremendously. And I think that that being aware of what's coming down the pipeline and kind of prepping for it can make all the difference for us and for our clients moving into 2025.
You know, there are some things you're safe to put on auto renew. You know, your Netflix subscription, you're probably okay right. putting that on auto renew, but I probably wouldn't do that with your Medicare plan.
No, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. You know, we can just say, hey, I just want a quick update. Here's my doctors, here are my meds that I'm still doing. Can you just run a quick review of my quote and just make sure, you know, if it's generally the same or if there was a huge difference or a huge shift year to year, then that way that we can catch that for you.
And, you know, for people that may have stumbled across this podcast that are searching because they're getting close to Medicare age or whatever and just trying to gather information, feel like they fall into three different buckets. So I want you to kind of explain when the best time is to reach out to you. So let's start with the people that are not 65 yet, getting close. When should they really start taking a deep dive into it and get ready to go?
If you're not 65 yet and you're planning on retiring around 65, I would say reach out to us, give us, you know, 90 to 60 days because we still have to put some things into place like Medicare Part A and Part B, your Social Security, before I can even do my part or we can even do our part to help build the Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plan, whatever. So something like that. The tightest time frame is for the individuals that have worked past the age of 65 and now are thinking about maybe retiring. In that situation, we're gonna need a form or a Medicare Part B application signed by someone at their employer attesting that they've had insurance since 65. And that kind of gets a little tricky because sometimes they don't necessarily want to tell their employer they're thinking about retiring in 2 months or whatever, but we're going to need, you know, a minimum of 30 days, preferably 45 to 60 days to get their employer to sign that document, get it turned into Social Security, get Medicare Part B approved, and then get back to me to help get you enrolled before the final retirement.
Yeah, so those are 60 to 90 days before you turn 65 if you have it. We're also happy to help. Some people just want to know generally what the process is, and they'll even start a year because retirement's a big deal and they want to plan accordingly and just know like how much money can they expect to pay. You know, the quotes aren't going to be dead on accurate because everything shifts year to year, but at least you can get a general idea of sort of your monthly expenses.
And Justin, you kind of led into my next group of people there when you were talking about people that are retiring at age 65. Unfortunately, we're living in a world right now where less and less people are able to retire at 65. Yep. So what are some of the things they look at when comparing the employer plan versus Medicare and which one they should choose?
So you're absolutely right. The segment of that population that are actually retiring at age 65 is growing less and less and less. Most of my clients that are now that coming to me for Medicare are generally about 67, which has shift dramatically. But when you're actually thinking about finally retiring and wanting to go to Medicare, buy it on your own, I think one of the things that is usually the biggest issue is going back to is prescription drugs, right? Because a lot of times when you have these employer plans, their prescription drug costs that are also embedded in that maximum out of pocket, which is not so when you get to Medicare. So we might occasionally run into someone. I had a case earlier this year, this young lady who desperately was wanting to retire. She was just over it. We went and met with her and we talked to her and sat down. And unfortunately with her, prescription drugs were so expensive. But on her group plan, they paid into the maximum out of pocket. And this young lady was hitting the maximum out of pocket in about April. And I had unfortunately had to tell her, like, listen, right now in 2024, that those drug costs don't go to your maximum out of pocket. And the cost of your drugs is over the course of the year is unfortunately going to be twice what your current maximum out of pocket is at retirement. And so through just talking to her and having a meeting, she kind of decided, hey, I can't retire right now. I can't afford these drugs. I said, I totally understand. Keep my name and number. And I think that that will change with all these new regulatory changes coming into 2025, where they're lowering that cost of the price of prescription drugs down to $2,500. So all of a sudden, if that's the case, that's less than what she's paying in 2024 for her drugs. So maybe now we have a new client built in for 2025.
And then I think the third group of people is that auto-renew crowd. Already into Medicare. Didn't even know people like Justin and Michelle existed that could help for no charge. And they're watching, oh my gosh, someone can actually do this all for free. Well, why not have them at least take a look, make sure I've been auto-renewing the right thing all this time.
It's free.
When can they reach out to you?
So they can reach out to us if they want to talk anytime, but we're happy to talk at any time, but if they're actually wanting us to run quotes and to look at their policy in depth and in actual detail, we wouldn't be able to do that till open enrollment. So about October 15th is when we could physically talk to them, meet with them, do in-person reviews and things like that, or over the phone reviews, whatever you'd like to do.
Yeah, that's when we get all the new things, but they could reach out and say like, hey.
You can get on our calendar and get on our radar.
Right, you can get on our calendar, get on our radar. We can get like a list of stuff, that you have, that you need, that you're looking for. So when all of those new plans come out, we're ready to rock and roll and we can review it right away rather than having to coordinate back and forth at our busiest time. So.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, I would say connecting prior to October, just letting us know that you are interested, that you want to review, so that we have you on our list and we already have you built into that calendar and we can be, connecting before the rates even come out.
The easiest message to get out there is just pick up a phone really at any time. They can have a conversation with you at least and then put it on the calendar if there's a better time to actually get moving on it.
Yeah, yep. I would, text, email, call, whatever you're comfortable with. We're happy to communicate either way. Just like as I said, we're here to help. Like that is our job, is to serve what our clients need. So
again, I absolutely love working with people in your field. I can't think of anything else that has potential to save people so much money. You can work with someone that's getting continuing education and you pay $0 for it. I literally can't think of anything else in the business industry that offers quite like what you all offer. So hopefully this podcast connects you with more people you can help. What is the best way for them to reach out to you?
You can always reach out. Our website is www.mymedicareguys.com. Our phone number is 1-800-452-1286. You can reach either one of us and speak to us or one of the members of our team at any time.
Well, Justin and Michelle, thanks so much for joining me. Hopefully you continue great harmony in your marriage and the business world and keep things humming.
Thank you
so much, Ryan.